After more than a century of operation, the Sioux City Stockyards are shutting down. Employees and longtime residents mourn the closure, saying the stockyards, once the world's largest, transformed Sioux City into an Iowa boomtown. But city planners argue that the development will remove an obsolete facility that had become an eyesore. And they say it will free up 215 acres for new commercial ventures. South Dakota Public Radio's Brian Bull reports.
Near the downtown shopping plaza and behind the interstate, more than 3,000 cattle pens lie empty. Dozens of rail cars that used to shuttle livestock sit rusting, their wheels choked with weeds. In a nearby auditorium, several hundred farmers from Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota, and Minnesota are gathering for one of the final livestock auctions. They're clad in Stetsons and seed caps, muddy galoshes, and cowboy boots. The smell of cigarette smoke blends with the musky odor of cows, manure, and damp hay. An auctioneer opens the floor for bids as two dozen cows enter the arena, guided by a commission agent with a whip. Since opening in 1887, the stockyards have survived fires, floods, and countless harsh blizzards. Hundreds of thousands, and sometimes millions, of cattle, sheep, and pigs pass through here each year. Most transactions were sealed with little more than a handshake. Today, most farmers take their animals to buying stations across the state or sell directly to meat packers. Only smaller farmers use the stockyards anymore, and come April 1st, these stockyards will shut down forever.
It isn't a good feeling. For years, the stockyards was Sioux City.
Daryl Johnson sold hogs here for 27 years and says he wouldn't have worked anywhere else.
The last year that I sold hogs was in 1976. And that year alone, I sold 153,000 butchers out of this stockyards.
Johnson says as many as 40,000 cattle could arrive on a given day, with cowboys and farmers packing the city's streetcars, diners, and hotels. Celebrities like Gregory Peck, Babe Ruth, and Lou Gehrig came to see the stockyards. John F. Kennedy came here on a campaign swing while running for president, and singer Dick Thomas honored the stockyards in this 1945 hit song.
I met a gal in Iowa, her eyes were big and blue. I asked her what her name was, she said Sioux City Sue.
Now that history is disappearing, piece by piece. Under the yard's 13-acre roof, a welder dismantles a holding pen. Manager Roger Gaswin says the property's owner, New York-based Canal Capital, sold the yards to a developer who plans to build a Home Depot on the site.
We got a lot of people come to us and says, we're going to quit the hogs now. They're going to quit the hogs because they have nowhere to go for a public market.
Gaswin says some farmers may drive 60 miles west to the Sioux Falls stockyards in South Dakota. Others might sell direct to nearby meatpackers. Matt Anderson, who works for the Sioux City Public Museum, says the city's plans may be good for its economy, but not its identity.
We're having a real homogenization of cities all across America, especially cities the size of Sioux City, where they're trying to get in the next Home Depot or the next Menards or the next Target or whatever. There's nothing unique about it anymore. Losing the stockyards takes away what was once unique about the town and what really made it important, and more important than I think a lot of people realize.
But Patty Hegel, the city's economic development manager, says Sioux City will gain a revitalized identity once new ventures take root downtown.
What we're very pleased about is on the north end of the stockyards area, we see that that will be anchored with some significant commercial development that will certainly spruce up, clean up, and give a new image to the yards and to encourage people to come down.
Maybe. Maybe not, says rancher Steve Richards. For four generations, his family has traveled 120 miles from Canastota, South Dakota, to sell beef cows at the stockyards.
The further south you go, the better the markets. We only live 30 miles from Sioux Falls, but I'd rather come this way with my cattle. I just feel I do better.
Richards isn't sure what he'll do now that the stockyards are closing. He suspects he'll sell directly to a slaughterhouse and will have to take whatever they offer. There'll be no stockyards, no auction for the highest bidder. He says that'll certainly be a change for him. Like many farmers, he usually stays at the stockyards for a few hours, swapping stories and visiting with yard employees. But Richards says when he sells his cattle to a packer, he'll stay just long enough to unload the animals and fill out the paperwork. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Sioux City, Iowa.